My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too go goofy for goofy, well, this is the podcast for you. Or maybe the Disney novice who's currently thinking about or maybe in the planning stages of your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you thought that Ohana was a former American president, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other UK Walt Disney World fans to share their memories and their magical times. And this week's guest spent a little bit longer in Orlando than she originally thought she would be doing.
When it was the volcanic ash cloud from Iceland and we got stuck there and we ended up being there for a month.
More on that and all Naomi's Walt Disney World memories on this week's podcast, as well as answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks and everything you need to know if you're about to head over to Orlando. And make sure you keep in touch. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, Pod Magical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Now, every week on the podcast, we answer your Walt Disney World questions. We put this out on Instagram story the other week, so I'm going to blast through as many Q&As as I can right now, including this question. What is the one thing, Andy, that you will always take on every visit? The answer to that is Compeed. Blister plasters. You're doing a lot of walking at Walt Disney World. Don't forget your Compeed. Minivans. Are they better than Ubers? Yes, they are better than Ubers, but they're far more expensive than Ubers. You're going to use the minivans that take you around Walt Disney World, and they even take you to the airport as well. If you've got a few hundred dollars to spare, then you need the Lyft app. Lyft is kind of like the same thing as Uber, and you need those to get the minivans. They are really good, but they're also very expensive. Can you gift leftover dining credits to other holiday goers? This question asks. No, you can't. Your Walt Disney World dining plan is not transferable. It's just for you and it expires on the last day. So the day you check out, midnight that day, your credits will expire. So, you know, you can always treat people. I've seen this happen in the parks. In fact, it happened to me. A lady in front of me at a queue just bought everybody popcorn. She went, I've got 10 snack credits left. I've just the next 10 people just have some popcorn on me. So she just bought loads of popcorn for everybody. Share the magic. That's what you can do with your credits. Andy, if you could only choose one character or photograph, who would it be? Without a doubt. Number one, Donald Duck. How long do you get with characters when you're taking photographs? You've got as long as you want. You've got as long as it takes, but please don't hog. There's nothing I hate more than you get a family of 12 in front of you and they have every kind of photograph with solos. Then it's like being at a wedding. And then they get the autograph books out. So, you know, don't take too long. Be respectful for everybody else, but they don't really push you on time for how long you spend with characters. Can you change your mind on your fast passes once you book them? Yes, of course you can. You can modify, you can change, you can swap around. Just be wary that, you know, if you're booking your Seven Dwarfs Mine Train 60 days out, but then you want to switch it around, then that might not be left. So just be careful with that one. But yes, you can cancel and modify fast passes. Silly question. Do you need to dress up to eat out? No, you don't, especially in the parks. You can just wear what you're on. You're at a theme park. There are some other restaurants, especially in the resorts like California Grill, that do have a dress code. So you can check that on the Walt Disney World website just before you go. You think, oh, this looks like a posh restaurant. Do I need to wear a suit and tie? I know Victoria and Albert, you definitely do. Just check out that. My husband says, I can't diet at Disney. Is it possible? Of course you can diet at Disney. I don't know why you'd want to when there's all those sugary treats, but yeah, you can. Every restaurant, obviously a couple of weeks ago, they put the new plant-based options at every quick service and every table restaurant. There's healthy options everywhere. And if you're staying at Walt Disney World Resort at a hotel, then they've also got a running track that you can take part in. Some of the hotels also have morning yoga, so you can be really healthy. If you want, I don't know why you want to if you're on holiday, but there you go. Any questions? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we are at Pod Magical. Naomi is joining me for a chat on the podcast right now. She's a massive fan of Walt Disney World. That's why she's on the podcast. So what is it about Walt Disney World, Naomi? What do you love?
There are so many things, which is probably what everyone says. To be honest, the feeling of when you first walk in the Magic Kingdom, it's probably the feeling that I love the most about it. It's just pure nostalgia and happy memories. And I just go back in time like I'm six years old again. And it's just like nowhere else on earth. You can't replicate that feeling.
So were you six when you went for the first time?
Yeah, so in the year 2000. That feels like such a long time ago now.
Decades ago. So what was that first trip like?
Well, I went with my mum, my dad, my brother and sister. So we were all under the age of 10. And we went with my grandparents as well. I can still remember it very well, which is quite surprising. But we just had an incredible time. I know I remember Epcot had 2,000 like spread over the top of the golf ball, and of course that's the year that Illumination started.
Yeah.
And I remember Epcot actually had a parade back then. Their kind of slogan for the year was celebrate the future hand in hand, and they had this really amazing parade, and then they had Illuminations. Yeah, it was just incredible, because I'd been to Disneyland Paris when I was 4, but I don't remember that very much. And when we went to Disney World, it was like a whole other level of Disney amazingness.
That was the first time I went as well, was 2000, so I remember that.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine if we were there at the same time?
Well, maybe we were. I remember that Epcot parade, because they were like giant puppets, and one of them hit me in the face, because I went...
Oh, no!
It kind of like went in to shake my hand, but I was like filming it. Got slapped across the face.
Yeah, it was a beautiful parade, actually, and they were all kind of different colours, and they had streamers, and... Yeah, really beautiful.
And they still used to play the music after, well, it's no longer with us, but after the Epcot fireworks, after Illuminations, as you walk out.
Yeah.
The park, they used to play the music from that parade.
We watched Illuminations, we did New Year's Eve there in 2007, and we watched Illuminations, and yeah, you can't beat it. It's just so incredible.
So all-time favourite Walt Disney World memory, what would that be?
I have so many, and they kind of turn into this big amalgam of, like, a whole mixture of things. If I had to narrow it down, in 2014, I was there with my mum and dad and our family friends, and Toontown had closed then, so you couldn't go and see Mickey in his house.
Yeah.
And they'd moved it to the town hall, Main Street, and we were told, you know, Mickey speaks. When you go and see Mickey here, he speaks. And we were like, oh, come on. Seriously? So we queued up and we went in. And lo and behold, he started speaking to us. And me and my mum were nearly crying. We were just absolutely blown away.
He's now not there, unfortunately. He doesn't talk anymore.
No! I saw so much room for error, because it must be really hard to do in the first place. You have to really go along with everything that he's saying for obvious reasons. But it was incredible. I'm glad that I did it then, if it's not there anymore.
Your favourite thing at Walt Disney World, what is it?
You know, I'm really old school with my things that I love at Disney. I think because I went when I was so young. So I still listen to old parade music from like 2002 and things like that. But I probably have to say Fantasmic is my favourite show in Disney. I just love it. And even if I listen to it and I'm not there, it just makes me want to cry. It just makes me miss Disney so much. In terms of rides, it's probably Splash Mountain, because our routine is get to the Magic Kingdom on the first day, have that little emotional moment on Main Street, and then we always used to go straight to Splash Mountain, and then you have the whole day to dry off, and then it's also an excuse to buy Disney Town.
On the first day, then you've got it for the next few days, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
It's quite interesting now, because as we might have picked up from your accent, from the UK, but you live in Australia. So how do you, if you wanted to go to Walt Disney World, does that make it more difficult?
I went to the Caribbean, so it's not Disney related, but I went to the Caribbean last year, and that journey was horrendous. And obviously it's a similar location to Florida. It's not really that far away.
Yeah.
So I would say they don't really advertise Walt Disney World very much here. They advertise Disney California.
Yeah, it's nearer,
so
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so I live in Western Australia, so you'd go to Sydney and then you go to LA. But to be honest, if I went to Florida from here, I would have to split it up. I would go to LA, go to Disneyland California. I've been before, but I'd go again, obviously. And then I would fly on to Florida from there, because it's just too far.
I'm guessing in Australia, are you nearer to Hawaii? Could you go to the Disney resort, Alani?
Yes, Hawaii would be closer. That's a good tip. They say that the resort there is absolutely amazing. So I can't say it hasn't crossed my mind at some point. I'd want to do that or Disney cruise at some point, definitely.
Going back to Walt Disney World, let's talk about accommodation. Yes. Do you stay on site at Disney or do you stay somewhere else?
In the year 2000, we stayed at All Star Movies, and that was great, but that's the only time I've actually stayed on property, because after that, we always went with another family. So it just worked out, there was usually 9 of us, worked out so much cheaper to stay in a villa, and you have that flexibility, you've got the swimming pool, but we always tend to stay about 20 to 30 minutes max away from Disney, because that's the reason why we go there.
Yeah.
We actually went in the year 2010, when there was the volcanic ash cloud from Iceland, and we got stuck there, and we ended up being there for a month.
What? That's like my dream. Was this covered on your insurance?
You would think, no, it wasn't. It was terrible. So for my poor parents and my friend's parents, I'm sure for them it was so stressful because, you know, you save up for a long time to go on these holidays and then unexpectedly you've got to pay for an extra 2 weeks to stay there. So we were lucky that we weren't on Disney property in that instance because it was easy for us to just find somewhere else to stay.
Yeah.
We did actually get free tickets to go to Disney though.
Oh, right. That's, for the whole month?
Not for the whole month, for one day.
Oh.
So we've done our 2 weeks, and then we heard, I don't know where we heard it from, someone told us, if you go to Disney and you show them your plane ticket and that, you know, you haven't been able to get on your flight, they will let you in the park for free. And they did.
Wow.
Yeah, which you don't hear about Disney doing
things like that
very often.
They do have amazing customer service, so it doesn't surprise me in that way.
Yes, exactly. So that day, I think we don't usually go to that Animal Kingdom too many times. So we're like, oh, okay, we just went to the Animal Kingdom for the day. And it felt a bit weird because we felt like our holiday should be over. But we got to see a lot more of Florida and got a lot of exploring done.
Well, let's find out more about how you spent your time in Orlando. We'll get the latest news and then we'll be back with Naomi. And you might have seen this week the brand new Star Wars trailer, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, which is out just before Christmas. And it also means there's going to be some changes to the Star Tours attraction at Hollywood Studios. Some of the new lands that will be on the new Star Wars film are going to be destinations for Star Tours, which is going to get a bit of an upgrade in December. Talking about December, that's probably when you think of Christmas. Well, Christmas has started to arrive at Walt Disney World. Some decorations have started to pop up, particularly at Hollywood Studios, not yet at Magic Kingdom because it's still Halloween until the 1st of November, and then the 8th of December is the first Christmas party. But a lot of Christmas merchandise has started to pop up as well. There's a great new popcorn bucket, which is like Mickey Mouse hanging lights off a Christmas tree. There's also one of the aliens that's got like a little Christmas hat on there, the popcorn buckets you can get. There's some Christmas spirit jerseys that have started popping up in the shops around Disney. Christmas has started to creep in. And if you are at Walt Disney World between the 7th and 10th of November, then you can see them filming the Christmas Day TV special. This is like an American tradition. ABC Channel, on Christmas morning, they always have the Christmas at Walt Disney Parks special, which is at Walt Disney World and also Disneyland over in California. The parade, the Christmas parade, is filmed in California, but also there are some special appearances from big singers performing some classic Christmas songs in all of the parks at Walt Disney World, and those performances will be filmed in the parks between the 7th and the 10th of November. But I think you've got to be a cast member if you want to attend the tapings. Sometimes the tapings will happen during the day, so if you're in the parks, you might just see them anyway. But who is going to be there? We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe Robbie Williams, he's got a Christmas album coming out. Maybe Mariah, it's the 25th anniversary of All I Want for Christmas Is You. She's performed that before in front of the castle. We'll have to wait and see. And then it's going to be on TV on Christmas Day in America. Sadly, we don't get to see it over here. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest news from the parks. Follow us, like us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at PodMagical. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast like Naomi this week, that's the same place to go. Just send me a message. Naomi, you've been telling us about that you went a few years ago when the famous volcanic ash cloud stopped people from flying around the world. So you were trapped in Orlando for weeks. So what did you see? What did you see extra of Florida?
So the first 2 weeks were planned. So that was just Disney time. And then the extra 2 weeks we were stuck there. We went to there's a lot of natural springs in Florida that people don't really know about unless you're a local. And we have friends that live there. So I think they're the ones that suggested it. So we went to a lot of natural springs. I think we went to the beach, like we did a bit of a longer road trip to the beach.
What is your favourite thing to do outside Disney then, having that knowledge that you have now?
I would say the thing that people underestimate is the natural beauty of Florida. So definitely people should check out the natural springs if they're not staying on property. I don't like SeaWorld. I've done Busch Gardens. Universal and Islands of Adventure, obviously, if you like Harry Potter, you've got to go. And I did really enjoy Harry Potter, but to be honest, they just don't execute the theming to the same level as Disney. And it doesn't have the customer service, it doesn't have the all-round experience that you get from Disney. I don't know how anyone can say that it's better than Disney.
So what about food? Have you got a favourite Disney restaurant?
Like for everyone, food is a huge part of a Disney trip.
Yeah.
We went to Cinderella's Royal Table, and that was absolutely incredible because you meet like nearly all the princesses. You get a photo session with Cinderella. Food is amazing. And you're inside the castle. Like, there's no other thing you can do. Like, I know they have the hotel, don't they, a bit further up, but you can't actually stay there.
It's the guest room that, I mean, you've got to know Mickey Mouse personally to get in there.
Yeah. But also, I love Be Our Guest. That is such a beautiful experience as well. We absolutely loved that because, obviously, when I went to Cinderella's Royal Table, Be Our Guest wasn't open yet. So when it opened, we were just like, we are booking a table for this as soon as possible. So we went to we didn't do the quick service one because we hear mixed things about that, actually.
Yeah.
The table service in the evening was impeccable. Really, really great.
I think the quick service, if you're on the dining plan, if you've got the free dining plan especially, getting a breakfast there is a really good use of a snack credit. And then
definitely.
I think paying out of pocket, because it's now 2 credits on the normal dining plan to go at dinner. So I think if you're paying out of pocket, that's probably a better bang for your buck.
Absolutely. And for the overall experience as well, I guess it's probably quite different.
So what are your tips then?
So I haven't been now since 2014. So things have changed a lot since then. Obviously the whole time I've been going in my life, it's always been paper fast passes.
Yeah.
So we're used to getting there and running to the rides that we wanted the fast passes for. It's usually my brother and sister that would run, get the fast passes and bring them back, and then my mum would usually keep track of where we needed to be and when. Now that everything is online and the My Disney Experience app is fantastic, you've got to plan. Like, you have to book those fast passes as soon as you're able to. It's 30 days, isn't it, if you're not staying
it is.
In Disney. You've got to be on top of it. If you get there and you're queuing up for hours and hours, it's your own fault. They give you that planning stuff for a reason. Just get it done and then you'll get there and you'll enjoy it so much more.
Totally. Is there anything else you don't like about Disney?
Oh, you know, my most hated thing about Disney are all the strollers.
They have cut back earlier this year. They cut back on the size. They set a limit on the size of the ones that you can bring, yeah.
Well, I think the thing that bothers me is that they have these children in them that should just be walking. You know, I went when I was 6. I went when I was 8. I never sat in a stroller. I just walked. I got on with it. And then when I was super, super tired, when I was 6 years old, my dad would just pick me up and hold me and we'd watch the fireworks like that. But when you're trying to get out of the park and you're getting rammed from behind, like someone's ramming your heels with the trolley, like, ugh, no, that's the thing that annoys me the most.
I can tell you don't have kids.
Yeah.
So have you got another trip planned? You say now you're in Australia, is it a bit far away? Are you thinking about it? Or maybe that trip to Aulani in Hawaii?
Well, it's my boyfriend's 40th birthday next year. So I have kind of been introducing him into Disney since we've been together. It's been like an education.
Right.
So in an ideal world, we would go to Disney next year, Disney World. But my best friend is also getting married next year, and we want to go to Disneyland Paris for her hen party.
Okay.
So my next Disney trip will probably, if I'm being realistic, it will be to Disneyland Paris.
To Paris. And how do you find Disneyland being over nearer California then?
I really like Disneyland, California, just because it's the first Disney. Like, when you go there, everything is so tiny. Like, the castle is so tiny and it's so cute. And I think if you're a real, real Disney fan, you feel like it's just super magical because it's the first one. It's where it all started.
I love it. I love it there. I think it's got a real spirit to it.
Absolutely, yeah. I think I've had moments there when the service has been not as, like, the cast member experience hasn't been quite as good.
Oh, right.
Like people leaving, walking past people and they've been leaving work and they're like slagging off Disney on the phone to their friends.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And there's no way of breaking the illusion in Disney World, whereas it kind of happened there, but didn't take anything away from it. Still super beautiful. And if you go to California, you have to go to Disneyland.
Totally. Well, it's been lovely sharing your experiences.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I've loved talking about it. It just made me really Disney homesick.
That's what the podcast does. It makes you sick for home, which of course everybody's home that listens to this podcast is Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
Naomi, have a magical day.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
If you're heading over to Orlando, heading to Walt Disney World over the next week or two, temperatures are really nice, actually. 28, 29 degrees. It's starting to get a little bit cooler than that as well. Should be mostly dry. Crowds are not too bad. However, it is the food and wine marathon weekend next weekend. So the weekend of Halloween is the food and wine marathon. So that's going to be quite a busy weekend. But apart from that, crowds should be moderate. Talking about the Food and Wine Festival, I've got the Eat to the Beat concert series that happens alongside the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, playing on the 28th, 29th and 30th of October. You can see Hanson performing live at Epcot. Not only can you see them, but as part of the Food and Wine Festival, you can have Hanson Brothers beer. Yeah, the Hanson Brothers, the boys from Hanson, have got their own beer company. You can get the Pale Ale. It's from the Fife and Drum Tavern, which is part of the American Pavilion. That's where you can get the Hanson Pale Ale. The actual name of the ale is called Hops. Brilliant. They're on 28th, 29th, 30th of October, followed by Sheena Easton, who's on the 31st of October and the 1st of November. Chris Allen, who's the American Idol winner, 2nd and 3rd of November, and then Boys to Men, 4th, 5th and 6th. And then Food and Wine continues for another couple of weeks after that. Also, as we're approaching Halloween, you've got Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on select nights at Magic Kingdom. Just keep an eye open if you're expecting to see Happily Ever After and you get kicked out of the park at 6 o'clock. That's why you need a separate ticket for that one. And of course, similarly over at Universal, they have got Halloween Horror Nights, which is a little bit more terrifying. And if you fancy some live drag and some live comedy, and you're going to be in Orlando on the 1st of November over at Universal at Hard Rock Live, they've got Bianca Del Rio's tour, which is going to be in Orlando that night. Also as well, you probably know that here in the UK this weekend, clocks go back. We get an extra hour in bed on Sunday morning. That's this coming Sunday, which is the 27th of October. Just a reminder that in America, it's the week after. So if this week you're booking your fast passes or your advanced dining reservations, just remember that there's going to be an hour's difference. There's going to be 4 hours difference between the UK and America. And with that extra hour in bed, maybe you could spend it by writing us a review for Apple Podcasts. How would you like to be the proud owner of a Most Magical Podcast on Earth bunch of stickers? We got Have a Magical Day and Stand Clear of the Doors stickers that you can whack on your laptop or on your fridge or where, stick them where you want. All you need to do is leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We've got so many coming in. Thank you so much if you left us a 5-star review. Thank you specifically to the D Squad, who have just sent us a 5-star review. So I just love listening to this. Never been to Disney World or even have a trip planned. I just enjoy listening to this and dream about it happening one day. Hashtag when you wish upon a star, from Darren in Plymouth. Thank you for your 5-star review, Darren. I'm glad we can bring the magic to you. This is what this podcast is about. It's about sharing memories, or just, you know, in a world where things might be a bit miserable, just bringing a bit of Disney magic into your life. Thank you for your 5-star review, Darren. Drop me a DM. I'll get those stickers sent out for you. Don't forget, if we read out your 5-star review on the podcast one Friday, you'll get some Most Magical on Earth stickers. Quick top tip of the week. Andy's top tip this week, if you are on the dining plan, be it free or if you've paid for it, the best use of the dining plan, and it's a quick one to remember, is use a snack credit for breakfast, use a quick service for lunch, and use your table service for dinner. And it also means if you've even a snack credit for breakfast just before you go to bed, if you nip down to the shop, maybe to get yourself a nighttime cocoa, if you've got your free drink, get yourself like a pastry or something and put it in the fridge, or you get yourself a yogurt or something like that, and then have that for your breakfast. When you wake up, then there's no messing around, straight to the parks. Plus with that, because you get two snacks a day, you've got another snack left over for a little treat. That's my top tip of the week this week. Don't forget as well to make sure you have liked us and you're following us on all the social medias. We are Pod Magical, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And subscribe as well to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, be it Apple Podcasts, be it Spotify, hit that subscribe button, because especially over the next few weeks, I'm going to be over in Orlando. So we've got some stuff dropping, who knows when. So follow us, like us, subscribe us, and until next time, please stand clear of the doors.